Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Everyone, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild on Thursday with Angie Mitchell and Lori Connell. My name is Angie Mitchell, and I am a gifted empath and tarot reader. My studies into the paranormal began when I was 15 years old, and I have since then learned how to deal with a variety of spirits, both dark and light, and I am well-versed in house cleaning and are able to pick up on feelings and vibrations from both spirits and people. You can contact me at angiesreadings@gmail.com. I have Lori Connell with me tonight, and I am absolutely excited to work with her and do your show. Lori is an empath, and she has dedicated herself to to helping others with caring and heartfelt dedication. She has a connection with plants and animals. She sees people who have crossed over in state and has experienced other paranormal activities. Lori resides in California with her husband and son and plans on pursuing her career as an empath and healer. You can contact Lori at phone number 209-744-6377 or LoriC1024@gmail.com. And let's go ahead and bring Lori on. Lori, are you there?
Hi, Angie.
Hi, Larry. How are you tonight?
Hi. Hey, I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. Just getting my cards warmed up here.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Well, we are going to have an awesome night. I am so excited.
Yes, we are. Do we want to go ahead and take a couple callers, Angie?
Sure. Or you know what we could do? We could let's talk a little bit about our topic tonight. So we are
Luck.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So what do you think of as lucky, or what brings luck?
You asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
Okay. Well, first of all, I have a black cat, okay? And a lot of people think it's superstitious to have a black cat, but I found an interesting article I'd like to share with the listeners, along with you, about black cats. There are many superstitions associated with cats, partly because the cat has lived alongside humans for many millennia. The cat was worshipped in Egypt, and to kill one was considered a capital crime. When an Egyptian family cat died, the cat was mummified, and the family went into mourning. Rome was also considered the cat sacred and introduced it into Europe. Mm. By the 17th century, however, the cat began to be associated with witchcraft, and its luck turned from good to bad in many areas. A practice that became popular from the time was to burn cats and other animals on Shrive Tuesday before the start of Lent in order to protect one's home from fire and other calamities. Superstitions centering around the black cat are some of the most well-known popular superstitions today. It is interesting, though, because the good or the bad luck they possess is dependent on where you live in the world. In Britain and Japan, having a black cat cross your path is considered good luck, whereas if you live in the USA or several European countries, it is bad luck to have a black cat walk by. And here's some good luck things associated with the cats. Possessing a black cat, having a black cat greet you at a door, having a black cat enter your home. Needing three black cats in succession and touching a black cat. And some of the bad luck associated with black cats include meeting a black cat early in the morning, having a black cat turn its back on you, scaring or driving away a black cat from your property, and walking under a ladder after a black cat has walked underneath it. I thought that was quite interesting. I just learned something more about the black cat. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? That is really cool because, my mom is very afraid of black cats, so I was never allowed to have one. But when I did get out on, when I did get out on my own, I did get a black cat, and I've always had one ever since. And she is like, I mean, she is afraid to even go near it.
Oh, wow.
Funny. Well, so if you want to know a quick way to get rid of your mom.
Oh, well, my mom likes cats, so. But a lot of people associate bad luck with black cats. That's at Halloween time. I mean, we all have always heard that, right?
Oh, yeah. Always.
I mean, No cat is but bad luck to me.
No, I hear you. I'm right there with you.
I love cats.
Oh,
I'm
my gosh.
A, yeah.
Oh, aren't they great?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I was brought up in an Irish home because I have a very Irish, strong Irish background. So we were always taught that, you know, sometimes in a lifetime you will never ever find a four-leaf clover. So if you find one, you are going to have extreme good luck and you need to hang on to it.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, four-leaf clovers are lucky.
Well, I have found a few in my lifetime. I mean, it's not like I go looking for them, but, you know. But, I don't know. It's funny. Everybody has their own symbol they like, you know, when it comes to luck. I mean, I always thought pennies was lucky. I found some more information.
Yes.
The acorn is supposed to bring good luck. That's from the English. It's an emblem of luck, prosperity, youthfulness, and power. It also represents spiritual growth. I never knew that.
I didn't know that either.
Right.
Wow, I don't feel bad about him hitting me in the head when I get my car.
But I wonder if all the squirrels are lucky because they like the acorns, right?
Oh, we won't even talk about the squirrels tonight. They are not lucky. Their
okay.
day is coming.
And you were talking about the shamrock and the clover, which kind of, you know, are the same thing, I guess, in the Celtic area. I didn't know this. You might know this. Each leaf symbolizes a different lucky characteristic. Do you know any of these, Angie?
You know, my grandfather would be extremely disappointed in me.
Okay, well, I didn't know, but I looked it up. The four that I found was fame, wealth, love, and health. So each petal on that clover, you know, represents fame, wealth, love, and health. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah.
It is very cool.
Oh. And here it says if you wear a lucky clover, your sweetheart will come to you. If you possess one, no evil can harm you. And if you dream of one, you will live happily the rest of your days. Wow.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Do you want to take a call in and see what they think?
Yeah, we can ask them. Yeah.
Okay. I am going to invite in 678.
678, okay.
678. Hello, 678.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, can we get your first name?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
How are you?
So, good. How are you? So, Lori and I are here to ask you what you think is lucky.
Just going with your gut.
Lori, you can't go wrong.
I never heard that. Why are you guys laughing? I know, that's a good thing.
Huh? That is a good thing. No, because it's very true.
Right, it is.
Yes, because you can't, I mean, really, your body knows. Absolutely. Do you have a question for us, Kathy?
I do, but it's so funny because you guys just started laughing. I do. Luck is the repetition going with your gut.
We're not laughing, we're laughing with you.
Okay, that's just so funny. Yes, I do. You guys totally caught me off guard now. Sorry. No, that's okay. I have a phone interview tomorrow with my company that I work for, but it's just a different position. It's actually I'll go up 2 to 3 grade levels up, so it would be a great promotion for me. Do you see success with the phone interview and hopefully actually getting the offer?
Oh, good question. Lori, do you want me to go with?
Yeah, because it was kind of cutting out. I couldn't really understand.
Oh, sure. So from what I understood, she's got a there's a new position opening up in her company, and she wants to know if it's going to look good, like what we're seeing with that new position.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Angie.
Kathy. Sure. Kathy, I think that this is going to be a really good thing for you, and I think it's going to be very, very positive. I'm not quite sure. I don't know about the phone interview or how your company works there, but they're definitely going to contact you, okay? Because I think that they're going to, Okay. So I think that it's more of just, I don't think that it's going to be like a formal, do you know what I mean, like very structured kind of interview. But I think that you're going to, I mean, you're definitely on the right path and you're definitely going to go there, okay? I don't think that they're going to be real strict with this. I think that it's going to be a very fun, easy, laid-back thing, and it's going to come naturally. So how are you feeling about this?
I'm excited. I really want the position. It's just a lot of logistics to it because the person for the phone interview tomorrow will not be my hiring manager. My hiring manager is in Amsterdam that I would be reporting to. So I'm not sure if it's going to be like a tier process or basically that person that I speak with tomorrow will just pretty much recommend me and hire me, you know what I mean? Because I'll probably see my boss in Amsterdam maybe once a year. So that's why I really think that the intuition part where I said the luck part, I really think this is my job. I was just trying to get people to say yes to.
I got it, girl. I mean, this is a go in there with confidence and exactly how you approach us and that you, I mean, I see this as a very good thing. Lori, are you ready to jump in? Uh-huh. Sorry. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I up? Angie, am I up?
Yeah, go ahead. She started to say something, and I didn't hear what
I'm sorry. I went ahead and flipped one of my Oracle cards, and it's, it's stand by your commitment card. It says, you're strong enough to keep the promise that you've made. Don't back out now. Your angels believe in you. So trust in your angels. And like Angie said, what she's getting, what I just got, it all looks promising.
Do either one of you know when I'll officially, a timing on like when I'll officially get the offer? No, I got it.
I'm not really picking up on any time here. Are you, Angie?
No. I'm not getting anything specific, but I know that you're going to, I really think you're going to go within a month.
Yeah.
So don't get, as far as narrowing it down to say, within a week now. I think you're going to hear soon.
Yeah, I'd give it a couple weeks for the process.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you.
Let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Kathy.
Bye.
Okay. So awesome. How exciting. A new job's new.
Right.
Yeah, sticking with your gut. That's a good thing. Sometimes that's hard for us, I think. Yeah.
Yep.
You definitely can't go wrong. That's like, you know, carrying around your lucky penny.
Yep. Carry an angel in
which
your
I
pocket.
Do.
Yep.
Hey, yes. It's those little things. Like, I still not pay for penny heads tails up because that's fuck.
Yep. It's like when I do my shows, I wear certain colors, you know, so that's lucky to me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, like
isn't it kind of, yeah, those little things that stick with you?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So what colors do you think are lucky?
For me?
Mm-hmm. For you?
It just depends on my mood, what colors I pick. I try to pick a different array of colors, like, you know, the different chocolate colors, but I tend to draw into the yellows and the pinks right now because it is spring out here with the flowers and the sun, so I'm more drawn into those colors at the moment.
Yes, I am very jealous. I hope you know that.
I know you are. And you know what, today you're really going to be jealous. I laid out in the sun today.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, all right. Let's bring in another caller.
Okay.
Before my mouth gets me into trouble. All right. Do you want to take 786?
786. Okay.
786.
Hi.
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 Can we get your first name?
Yes, my name is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Hello, ladies. How are you tonight?
Good. How
We're
are
well.
You? Well, and lucky.
Actually, my question is, that's
uh-huh.
a very good thought, and I hope to always think that and always bring that upon, bring that to me. I have a question similar to the other
sure.
caller. I'm currently unemployed, but I'm definitely going out on interviews and calling and emailing and definitely trying to cast my net out to multiple things. And I was just wondering if you see a really good position coming in.
Okay. So I think that, I mean, you've definitely got some, you've got something good coming up, okay? And with all good things, we have to wait. And I know that that's really hard to do. But I really feel that you've got something big coming. And it's going to be very positive for your life. So it's going to be like this. I don't know how to explain it. It's going to be exciting. So it's going to be a very good thing, and it's going to be a chance for the better, I think, for you.
That's wonderful.
How long have you been trying?
I would say about, this will make it the fourth month.
Okay.
And my birthday
right.
is March 21st, so I'm like, I hope at least I'm employed by my birthday. That'll be like the best birthday present ever.
That would be awesome, yes. But I think as far as getting the process right, I mean, you know, because you really want and think about what you want the most in a job and bring that to you, okay? Stay positive. Keep
yeah.
putting out those, you know, things. Keep putting, I mean, go in there with confidence. This is who I am. This is what I want. You know, and if they don't pick you, then that is their loss. Lori, do you want to jump in?
Yeah, I went ahead and pulled a card, and this card, the Oracle card, is the smile card. I know it's kind of hard to smile right now, you know, struggling trying to find a job, but it's a positive way of getting through it. And it says, simply smile and notice the profound and healing difference it makes. So having that smile and that positive attitude does make a difference in getting that job. You have to build your confidence up and go in there, you know, and show them what you got.
Yes.
So.
Absolutely.
That's what we're getting.
Forward.
Yep.
And tonight, release
all your negative thoughts and energy to the moon.
Well, I will do that as soon as I get off the phone.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Do it tonight.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much
calling
in.
Thank you so much for the reading.
Thank you.
Okay. So it's just, I jumped over to the chat room here, and we had kind of what we were talking about as lucky, and colors are definitely seem to be the lucky thing here. And I know that I like to wear my lucky shirt. I always have, like, my certain one that I got to get, you know, that I wear, and it's comfy, and it's actually kind of funny.
Right.
Or do you find yourself doing that?
Right, wearing certain clothes?
Yeah, certain, like, you know, something that's, you know, you like the color, it's your lucky color, or it just feels right.
Oh, definitely. I'm a big jewelry person, so I wear a lot of jewelry. So right now I have on, like, 3 bracelets, and 2 of them have green in it. Because I do have some Irish in me also, besides my maiden name being Green. Funny, huh? I don't know. Green is, you know, also a healing color. So if you're going through troubles right now of any sort, it's good to wear that color to release that, you know, that mode you're in, I guess. Don't you think?
Absolutely. I do. I find green to be very healing and very soothing. I think that's why I find it so lucky.
Right. And then, you know, with St. Patrick's Day coming up on the 17th, too, woo-hoo, everything's green.
Well,
you have to have your green drink. I don't drink much beer, and I definitely have never had green beer, believe this or not. I've never had. It's just such
That's
a little
okay.
curious feeling. Yeah. I'll eat a green salad then, okay?
Okay. Eat your green salad, then we'll be okay. Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely
right.
not.
But
yeah.
I also carry my... green stones around too with me.
Oh, you do?
Yep. Healing stones when I'm feeling down.
So, speaking of stones, really, really quick, I was always told that it's bad luck to wear opals, and I find myself stop wearing opals because of that. Have you heard of that?
I heard something about what is it? If your birthday falls in October or you're a Scorpio or something on that order, not to wear opals. I've read that somewhere. I don't really own any opals, so that doesn't, you know, apply to me, but I don't know.
I don't wear them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know, I was always told that they were just unlucky if, you know, your birthday wasn't within that time. And
right.
Kind of shy away from them. Yeah.
I don't have any, so I don't wear them.
All right. Well, no bad luck for you then.
Right, right.
Yeah. So I wanted to give a huge shout out to my family friend, just because I am so grateful to have this opportunity, Lori, to do this show with you tonight. I think you are absolutely mm-hmm. amazing. And I just feel extremely lucky to be a part of the family. I think Jethro and yes, and Jan and Chris and you, and I wouldn't be where I am today without you guys. There's just no way. So I think of you guys as my own kind of lucky charms, too.
Right, right. Yes, we do have a wonderful group, I must say.
We do. We have an amazing family, you guys. So if you're listening and you're wondering, oh, where do I find this awesome family? Please visit psychicsgonewild.com, and you can look any of us up. And we are absolutely just a wonderful family. So anyone that you contact for your reading is going to be absolutely amazing.
And, too, Andy, they can also contact www.jethrosmith.net and check out his metaphysical shop. That is Blue Moon Treasures. He has some wonderful stuff on his shop.
Oh, isn't that gorgeous?
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, stone. I mean, it's just wonderful. They have to check it out.
I know. I'm actually kind of jealous when they give out free gifts, and I'm like, oh my, I need that.
Oh, I want that. I want that. I don't need it. I want
yes.
Right, right. It's like, don't put me in the jewelry and clothes department. Lori goes haywire.
Oh, yeah, you can't have Angie walk by jewelry department. We're walking out with something, whether we need it or not.
Right, right. Can't have
all
too
right.
many
well,
shoes
do you
either.
No, a woman can never have too many shoes.
You know, one time I counted before I moved. I had to get rid of a lot of my stuff, but before I moved to come out here, I counted my shoes. Oh, my gosh. I had, like, 40 pair of shoes, Angie.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I am not as bad as you. I do kind of weed them out, and my sisters have a bad habit of walking away with them. So they stay under control, but I have to say I seriously did donate about 20 pairs of shoes when I moved into my house.
Right.
Because I was like, I need those. Those are good. Those are my positive shoes, and those are my high stepping shoes. And
and that's my Sunday and Monday and Tuesday Wednesday shoe.
That's right. And those go with that outfit and.
Right, right.
Yes,
it was hard for me to part with. I had to part with a lot of stuff like that before I moved out here because we had to downsize a little bit. So, yeah, old with, you know, like they say, out with the old, in with the new. So,
absolutely. And I think that this is such a great year to bring in the new, bring in the positive. I don't care if you need to hang horseshoes above your doorways. I've done that.
Yeah. You know what? Speaking of horseshoes, I never got into the cowboy decor, but I was at a boot store over the weekend, and they had a display case where they were had stuff marked down, and there was a horseshoe there, and it was actually cute. I kept looking at it, thought, wow, that's kind of odd. You know, I never thought of it putting over my doorway, but. Something.
Yes.
I didn't buy it, but it was just kind of different. But it wouldn't have went with my decor because I'm more into the country look, I guess. But yeah, that was interesting.
I have that way. It could catch my good luck, and it could always keep it, and it would never spill out.
Right.
I have no idea why I did that because I don't even decorate like that. It was something that it was one of those little traditions that I just held on to that that we kind of had for our month here. Do you want to take another caller, Lori?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Sure. Let's go ahead and pick up. Let's pick a. Let me see. Sorry, 408. Hello, 408. Hi. Can we get your first name?
Oh, this is Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Yes, Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. You're on with Lori and Angie here. And what do you find lucky?
Find lucky?
Yes.
Like in general?
Yeah. Do you have a lucky penny? Do you have, I mean, just kind of in general, something that you're like, ooh?
Well, in general, I guess when I see, like, I guess once I found a four-leaf clover, I thought that was lucky.
It is very lucky.
Yeah,
very,
only
very.
Once. I can't find some more, but...
Lori, we cannot be all as awesome as you are.
Pardon me?
I said we cannot be all as awesome as you are finding more than four-leaf clover.
Oh.
More than one. Lori has found multiples. I'm not quite sure if she's digging through her garden or what she's doing there, but yeah.
Well,
so,
we do have green grass out here in California and no snow. So I can play and look for them if I want.
So it's not covered and frozen for 6 months out of the year.
Right.
All right. Well, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. Well, do you guys offer like readings or messages?
Both Lori and I do readings.
Can I have a brief one right now?
Yep. So on air here, we do mini readings is what we call them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so we're only, if you present us with a question, we'll definitely dig in for it. But we're only going to scratch the surface. So please remember that if you want to go in depth, feel
mm-hmm.
free to contact one of us for a reading, and we can definitely look at that in depth for you, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll ask my question, which is I'm having some problem. I'm in trouble at work, and also my work, there's changes. My work was sold. The company was sold. And so I have been looking for a new job. And so I guess my question is, what do you see coming up for me in terms of work?
Wow, tonight is the job questions, Angie.
Tonight is the job question. Oh, my gosh. So,
yes.
Yeah, that's kind of, maybe I'm bringing in the job questions, Lori.
I don't know.
I don't know. It could be. So I think that you've got something better coming towards you, dear. This is not, is work a little crazy now? Like, are you having a lot of turnover?
Yes, a lot. And I'm, like, next in line. And so I'm scared.
Okay. Tiffany, can I
mm-hmm.
ask, how long have you been at that job?
A year and 3 months.
Okay. So a year and a quarter. Okay. Go ahead, Angie.
Okay. Tiffany, I think that with as far as this job here goes, I know that you're nervous, but I want you to put yourself out there, and I want you to look for something that you really want, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and so are you really wanting a new job?
Yeah, I do.
There's
two that I applied that I really want at this moment, and I'm waiting. That's all I can do is wait right now.
Okay. So put out, you know, like we said before, put out those positive intentions. Get rid of those negatives, put out those positives, okay, and really go forward with confidence here. Because I think that you've got something better than what is in what the current situation is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does that kind of make sense?
I guess so. If another opportunity comes along, it would be better because what I have right now is hostile.
Yeah, and I want you to get out of that, okay? So put yourself out there. Go ahead and, you know what, if you have to, reach beyond those two jobs that you just, that you really, really want, okay? Because you've got to get your foot in the door. So I want you to put yourself out to other places, and I think that you're going to get something better, and it's going to get you out of this hostile situation.
Okay?
Okay. Lori, do you want to come in here?
Yeah. I would kind of flip the card, Tiffany. It's stand by your commitment. It says you're strong enough to keep the promise that you've made. Don't back out now. Your angels believe in you. I had pulled this card earlier, too, after shuffling. So, wow. Yeah, stick by your guns. You're going to have to keep applying. If you know you're going to be losing this job, stay on top of it.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And get into a job that's positive, definitely positive. Nothing worse than getting around people that are negative. I mean, that makes the job worse.
Mm,
yeah.
That is so stressful.
Yeah. Go out tonight, I mean, to the moon. Release all that negativity you have stored up from this job. Get rid of it. Yep.
Okay. I'll set the intention.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. So, I am going to meet her. Boy, do you want to pick up another call? Lori? Lori, did I get
Go ahead.
You back?
Hello.
Oh, hey, I lost you there for a second. I'm like, hello.
I'm used to that, Angie. That's okay.
Oh, my God. Well, leave it up to me. Did
well,
you want to pick someone up?
Yeah, don't lose the callers. You can lose me. Just don't lose the callers.
Oh, sure. We can arrange
okay.
that.
Okay.
Let's pick up, let me see, I'm trying to see who's holding on here for a little while. 912? Hello, 912?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You've got Angie and Lori here. Can we get your first name?
Hey, I'm Jamar.
Hi, Jamar.
Okay.
Hi.
Do you have anything, Jamar, that you'd like to share with us that brings you luck? Tonight's topic or this month's topic is luck.
Okay, luck. Well, as far as luck, what brings me luck is just, I guess, just life, like the mystery of life, just the fact that you don't really know what's going to happen. It could be something positive or negative, but at the end, I think it's luck because it just appears out of nowhere.
Okay.
That is a really good outlook.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, amazing. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, just in the area like relationships.
Okay. And do you have something in specific? Are you in a relationship? Do you want to have one coming your way?
Yeah, I would like to have one coming my way, but it seems like it's kind of difficult to really get
okay.
involved. Yeah, and yeah, there's a lot of heartache and stuff like that just from dealing with different people. I wanted to know, like, do you see anything better?
Okay. So I think that things are going to get better. But one thing that Willie and I have been talking about, tonight is the full moon. And the full moon, as we were talking about, is about releasing the negativity. So all that hurt, all that negativity, I think you need to go ahead and do that full moon burning, okay?
Yes.
I really think it would release that old hurt. Because I think that when you release that, your relationship, the one that you're wanting and the one that you're really waiting for to come through, I think that it's, I mean, you're going to see that. You're going to see it step forward, and it's going to be very positive and very good. The thing about relationships, too, is I think that we have to, you know, we have to dump that negativity before we can step into a good, positive relationship.
Yes.
And I feel like you're a really good guy, and I think that you know, I really want this for you, but I think that you need to heal some of that, too, as well, and that then that good will come forward to you, okay?
Okay.
Does that kind of, do you have someone waiting in the wings here? Do you have, like, someone that you're interested in?
Yeah, but it brought that particular person brought a lot of hurt, so I'm trying to get over that particular person, but you know, I always
okay.
find myself thinking about it.
We do that. We hang on to those. I want you to release that hurt, okay? And then take a good look again at what you want. Lori, do you
okay.
want to step in here?
Yes, I pulled a good card for you, Jamar. It's called the Release All Anger card. This card says, don't give power to negative words by saying them. Speak from your higher self and make your communications peaceful and loving. By doing that, that will help help bring in more positive things like Angie was talking about. The picture here is showing a flower. It's called a snapdragon. And by, you know, following all these, the moon, you know, the flowers and what we're telling you, it all makes sense. It really does. Think, let go of the bad and go in with the good. Think positive.
Okay.
Yeah, and do that release. Do the release under
mm-hmm.
the moon tonight with the white candle. Write down all the bad things that you want to remove and burn it to the universe.
All right. That sounds
okay.
good. Sounds like a good idea. All right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jamar.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Uh-huh.
All right. Bye. Okay. So, yeah, I am really excited about doing that tonight, Lori. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I always read to use the white candles. If you don't have white candles, just use whatever candle you can, what you have on hand. You don't have to do the dollar bill. Some people don't do it. I don't do the dollar bill. I just do the piece of paper, write down all the things I want to release, let go of, and hold it over the candle and let it burn into the universe. It's that simple, you know. It's all
mm-hmm.
all good intentions, with good intentions. And it does. We have to let go. We can't hold into anger and negative thoughts because it does so many bad things to us in our mind and our body.
I completely agree. I think that, you know, especially if we have, when we hold on to that or we try to, you know, mask it,
Right.
It really comes out in other aspects of our lives. And I think that's when we don't get the positive gifts that are coming, you know, that the universe wants us to have.
And then it, then other people can pick up on that, you know, when we're not, you know, happy and we're holding, you know, grudges or what have you. People can sense that, you know.
They can.
It's not
healthy.
I think
a lot of us are more empathic than we think.
Right. Right. Okay.
Absolutely. Well, do you want to pick up someone else?
Yeah, I think we have time for another caller.
Sure, we do got a quick one. Let's go ahead and pick up 772. 772, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi. Can we get your first name?
Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Do you have something that you feel that's lucky?
I just think you've got to be in the right place at the right time. You know, I believe in luck, mm-hmm. but you know, I was brought up with the horseshoe. You know, just certain, the four-leaf clover. But, you know, basically, you know, I don't put my trust in those things. I just believe in being in the right place at the right time. That's my luck.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. How about my love life?
Okay. What would you like to know about your love life?
Would I get married? Remarried?
Okay. Are you in a relationship right now?
Not really, but I am, but I'm not.
Okay. So it's not serious.
I'm going to leave the relationship. It's just I'm waiting for accommodation so that I can leave.
Okay. All right. Well, I really think that you've got something good. Okay. I mean, well, something good that's coming, not something good now. I think that you've got something that's very, very good and positive that's coming your way, which is really good. And I think that the second marriage will be it'll be happier and more prosperous than the last. Yes. I can't tell you when, but I just think that it's coming and it's going to be nice for you. I think it's going to click and you're going to go like, this is what marriage is about.
I need it. I need to find true love, you know, a true relationship, you know. That's what I'm seeking, you know, somebody that's real. That's
okay.
On my level. That understands love, that understands to give, not take, take, take. It's not a one-sided thing. But yet again,
right.
I don't want to disturb the reading, you know, because I can get carried away with the talking. So I'm going to keep my mouth quiet.
That's okay. I think this next one is really going to click for you. Lori, do you want to jump in here?
Sorry.
Yes. I pulled a card for you, Sandra. It's the let go of anxiety card. It seems like to me you feel very anxious.
Yes.
You want to get into this relationship, and this is definitely a card that is suited for you. It's showing a flower, the lavender. Lavender is very, very good to help calm yourself. If you can, go out and buy you know, some lavender oil or some scent. It helps calm you by your bedside. And it says, calm your nerves and you'll be able to hear the voice of your angels. So with that being said, you're going to have to also have that patience with finding a good man for a relationship. They're out there. It's just they're fewer and far anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do find him, I mean, it's a good feeling. I mean, when you can have that trust.
Yes, yes, yes. Can I just ask you a quick question? I know time is running out, but how long do you think it's going to take?
You're not married right now, right?
No, I got divorced.
Okay, you got divorced. And you have a person in mind or not?
No, I don't. No, no.
No, no. Okay. Well, I'm not getting any numbers on it. I think you just need to concentrate more on trying to take control of yourself, your anxiety, and don't try to rush it.
Okay.
Yes.
Lori, I completely agree there. I think
because
that
when you want something, it seems like it never gets here. It never gets here. But then when you don't think about it, guess what? It's right there.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
You know, that's just how it works. You know, work on keeping yourself busy, and before you know, you're gonna find this man wherever he may be, you know, at your church or the grocery store or wherever. I mean, you're going to find him when you least expect him, and that's always how it is.
Yeah, I think that he's going to just kind of be there. Like, he's just going to find
gradually,
you, and it's going to be like,
right.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So just take care of yourself, Sandra, first.
Okay, thank you very much. And
thank you.
I'm so happy with the reading or readings.
Oh, thank you.
So you know, you have a blessed night, okay? Both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, you
good
too.
Night.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, we're kind of wrapping down here. Lori, has been an absolute pleasure doing the show with you tonight.
Well, thank you, Angie. It's been fun talking about, you know, the luck topic and having, you know, those helping out I see in the chat room. Thank you so much. And
yeah.
The callers and our callers tonight. Sorry we couldn't get to everybody, but we only have an hour show. And you can check back with Angie and I next Thursday, same time. And is there anything else we need to wrap up with Angie before kick us out the door?
I know they're getting ready to here. It's given me the little warning here. I just really want to, again, put a huge shout-out to our Psychics Gone Wild family for manning the chat room and in coming in and supporting us. And our callers were absolutely amazing tonight. So I was just extremely grateful for everything. I think that it was just, I mean, we had just an awesome time tonight, and I really enjoy talking about what everyone feels is lucky.
Yes, and reminder, everybody, don't forget to set your clocks forward Sunday morning this weekend. Spring forward, people. Thank you. Everybody have a good night.
Yeah, that's really coming up. And again, if anybody needs to find us, they're more than welcome to visit psychicsgonewild.com. And we're all there. And a huge shout out again to Jethro Smith for making this possible, as we enjoy it immensely. So thank you, Jethro. Thank you, Psychics Gone Wild. And we really had an amazing night tonight.
Blessings, everyone. Stay wild.